Propel McKeesport principal Lauren DiMartino says she understands her 397 middle schoolers are well acquainted with educational barriers.
You hear on the news what's going on in some of these communities. I think there's definitely violence happening, issues around homelessness, moving around a lot, sort of that kind of instability, and not always knowing and having the sense of security that we would like children to have.
She tells them,
the neighborhood you grow up in doesn't determine what your life is going to look like.
That's right on message with a report issued Monday by the Pennsylvania Campaign for Achievement Now. Known as PennCAN, the charter school advocacy group took a close look at the 102 highest poverty schools in Allegheny County. They found only 6 of those are truly breaking the mold. PennCAN director John Sattell calls them opportunity schools, places that empower children to reach beyond the financial circumstances they were born to. He says we should be proud and celebrate the standouts.
You know, we should also be frustrated and frankly outraged that there's only 6.
Sattell says he wants to create a sense of possibility, but also a sense of urgency.
Schools serving low-income students can achieve at high levels, that it's unacceptable that there's only 6 and there's so much more we can do.
In 2013 and 14, only about 50% of students at these designated high-poverty schools scored proficient on state math and reading tests. At local schools with higher-income families, up to 84% excelled. Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy in Oakland was recognized for both its middle and high school programs. Form and function teacher Michael Miller acknowledges a lot of that success is probably rooted in the freedom teachers have at non-traditional programs.
It is a very colorful school. We do a lot of things here that other schools don't get the opportunity to do.
His students marry physics with the basics of a shop class. They build marshmallow catapults and use a 3D printer. Down the hall, body and behavior teacher Edwina Kinchington shows high schoolers how to map their own genetic code.
Our role is to try to expose them to other things that are out there. Maybe these students, their families, have just gone through high school or don't have a post-secondary education. They didn't realize that there might be other opportunities out there. And so we act as facilitators to open up, opportunities for students and help them see that there are other choices out there.
Sattell says the report isn't about pitting charter and magnet schools against traditional public schools. He says a good school is just a good school.
Isn't that charter schools are the answer? It just shows that you can't have a serious conversation in this region about giving more opportunities to low-income kids unless charter schools are part of the conversation.
Verner Elementary of the Riverview School District in Verona was the only traditional public school to make the cut. Charter and magnet schools rounded out the list, including Propel East, Propel McKeesport, Pittsburgh SciTech, Pittsburgh Obama, and the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. PennCAN identified another 15 schools in Allegheny County on the cusp of high achievement despite their high poverty. Advocates plan to celebrate the report's release with the public at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Hill House's Kauffman Center. I'm Megan Harris, 90.5 WESA News.